Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. South Korea's National Assembly approved legislation banning App Store operators like Google and Apple from forcing developers to use their in-app payment systems. A Google representative stated, "We'll reflect on how to comply with this law while maintaining a model that supports a high-quality operating system and App Store, and we will share more in the coming weeks." Windows 11 will not launch with Android app support on October 5th. In a blog post, the general manager of Windows marketing, Aaron Woodman, says, "We look forward to continuing our journey to bring Android apps to Windows 11 in the Microsoft Store through our collaborations with Amazon and Intel. This will start with a preview for Windows insiders over the coming months." Axios's sources say Facebook plans to de-emphasize political and current events content in the newsfeed due to user feedback. The company also plans to expand tests limiting political content in regions outside the United States, including Sweden, Spain, Ireland, and Costa Rica. The Central Bank of Nigeria will work with blockchain and payment startup Bit Incorporated to launch the nation's eNaira digital currency later this year. In a statement, the governor of the central bank, Goodwin Emefiel, listed several digital currency benefits, including increased cross-border trade, payment systems efficiency, and tax collection. The cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase erroneously notified approximately 125,000 users about a change to their two-factor authentication settings. The company states this mistake was due to an internal error, not the result of a hack, and that they will continue to work to gain back the trust of every one of our customers who was impacted by these notifications. Following the mass recall of every Chevrolet Bolt, the company announced it halted production of the 2022 Bolt and Bolt EUV until at least mid-September. The recall has already cost GM nearly $2 billion, and now the recall repair process is also on hold, awaiting new battery modules. GM spokesman Daniel Flores told The Verge, "We will not resume repairs or restart production until we are confident LG is producing defect-free products for us." Instagram now requires users to share their birthday with the app as part of an effort to make the platform safer for minors. Instagram is aware people lie about their age online and states, "We recognize some people may give us the wrong birthday, and we're developing new systems to address this, using artificial intelligence to estimate how old people are based on things like happy birthday posts. The birthday prompts are currently voluntary, but it is not known for how long." Apple acquired Dutch classical music streaming service PrimePhonic in an undisclosed deal. The existing PrimePhonic service will shut down on September 7th and plans to relaunch with a new app with new features in 2022. Current subscribers get a 6-month free trial of Apple Music and have the ability to port over their existing playlists. Researchers with VPN Mentor uncovered an open server lacking proper privacy protocols linked to the COVID-19 test and trace app created by the Indonesian government. The Indonesian Ministry of Health created the electronic health alert card to manage personal information and health status of travelers. The researchers report the app used an unsecured Elasticsearch database to store over 1.4 million records. The server is now offline. Nissan partnered with Mitsubishi to launch a mini EV for the Japanese market in 2022. The vehicle will seat four, bigger than a smart car but smaller than a Nissan Leaf, and offer a 20 kilowatt hour battery capacity. It's expected to start at 2 million yen, approximately $18,200, before subsidies. The messaging app Telegram has been downloaded over 1 billion times globally, according to Sensor Tower. Also according to Sensor Tower, other apps with over a billion downloads include Netflix, WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, Snapchat, Spotify, and TikTok. Toyota added more humans to staff their autonomous shuttles during the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics after a shuttle struck an athlete. According to Toyota, the vehicle had detected a pedestrian in front of it, but failed to stop in time. Visually impaired Japanese judoka Aramitsu Kitazono was forced to withdraw from the games due to a likely concussion. And YouTube Gaming signed an exclusive streaming deal with Benjamin Lupo, best known online as Dr. Lupo and for his multi-million dollar charity streams. This new deal comes 2 years after his exclusive streaming deal with Twitch. Dr. Lupo told the Washington Post he's now secure for life and looks forward to producing pre-recorded content alongside a regular streaming schedule. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.